right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting.
Wow. You actually followed me. Thank you for that.
Well, I kind of thought you followed me.
I definitely think one of us took the lead, which was me. And then
I think
one
I kind of always
did.
Take the lead on it. Yeah. To be honest.
No, I get it.
It seems like I lead the singing.
Yeah.
And you sort of match what I do, which some might call following.
Yeah. I can see that it feels that way because I'm one of those people that sort of I will do what feels natural.
See.
And that's what a good leader does.
See, I totally understand that because I do a thing where like I'm leading, but I'm making you think that you are leading.
That's
because I know that it's important. You want to feel like that.
Yeah.
And so every other week I actually do that.
Really?
For you.
That's so sweet.
I make it feel like you're sort of leading, but I actually whistle a tone right before we start under my breath.
That's what the whistle is.
That you don't even know. Wow. And then that's what we start with.
Thank you for that. I had no idea.
So, I mean, not to, you know, sort of toot my own horn.
Toot, toot. Beep, beep.
Yeah.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm well.
Be honest.
I'm well.
Really?
I've been busy, so I'm just tired.
Busy and booked. Booked and busy.
Well, I wouldn't call it booked and busy, but busy.
Okay.
And just not on something exciting.
Okay. Well, that's still exciting.
Well, not really. I guess it depends on how you define exciting.
All right.
It's just like copywriting, so I don't know how exciting.
Oh, wow. That is?
It is. It's just, busy work.
You're busy and you're a human and you're doing busy work.
Yes.
I love that for you.
How are you?
I'm good. You want to know what I did last night?
What did you do?
So last night I had in my calendar for a really long time, there's this bar near me that does live music. And I said, I want to go. Okay.
Okay.
I said, I want to go. And I put it in my calendar because it was a woman and they've only been having men, which is fine. But I was like, there's a woman and I want to support her.
What type of bar is it?
It's a cute bar. It's actually one of my date bars. Like good lighting. Do you know what I mean? Good lighting. Soft.
I do like a soft
simple.
Light.
Simple. It's
there's
cute.
An Irish bar by me that has the lights up all the time.
Rude.
Every time I walk by, I'm like, why are the lights so fucking
blaring?
Why are
we in trouble? Feels like a hospital.
I'm
I hate
walking
that.
By and I'm like, I can, it's like looking into a fishbowl. Anyway, you went to support this,
this woman I've never met. And like, also I knew the lighting would be good. And I had like a rough day yesterday. I said, you're going to get your ass up and you're going to go to this. Why? Cause you like live music. A, B, you live in New York City. You said you want to try new things. And also I have this feeling in my gut, I should go. And I never have feelings in my gut. Like that I should go somewhere or ignore them completely and never think about it twice. So I was like, I'm going. So I show up to this bar and I'm sitting by myself and I brought my notebook because I've been really interested in writing lyrics recently. It's
oh
just
God.
Something I'm doing. Why do you laugh? Okay. And so I'm sitting there, but then I look down the bar and there's this girl that I've met a few times. She's like a crafter and like we've been saying we want to hang out and she was there.
By herself?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's weird.
I know. And then we both were there. And so then I was like, wow, maybe this is why I was supposed to go. I don't know.
That's really bizarre.
It was really bizarre.
Did you, were you like, hey, are you here alone too?
Yeah, because I looked down the bar to be like, am I too close to the singer? I was like, maybe I chose to see it too close. What's it looking like down there? And then I was like, that is that girl, like, I'm going to wave. And then I thought she's definitely meeting someone. But then she said her friend's canceled, but her boyfriend did meet her later. Oh. But then I got to meet her boyfriend.
I guess that's a positive.
Well, I was like,
well,
look at me.
You're looking at the glass half full for sure.
Yeah. And I also was like, when he came, I said, feel free now to ignore me. I said, I can't. I'm here. I'm happy to be by myself. And she was just a nice. She like definitely kept including me and I felt actually bad for her having to go back and forth. You know, I was like, I'm stressed for you, but if you're good, I'm good.
How was the singer?
Beautiful. An alto. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I love a good alto.
Well,
I
don't really get it when someone says that, if I'm honest.
Well, it's like Karen Carpenter, but like...
I love Karen Carpenter.
That's what I'm saying. She was a beautiful alto.
I guess I don't notice if someone's... Like, what is Beyonce?
She's a pop singer, but she's definitely can go soprano.
But like, she also, I mean, those country songs, those are like in my range.
She can go low too. She can do it all. Not everyone's Beyonce.
That's also, I'm like, Karen Carpenter definitely can go into soprano.
Yeah, but it's like a softer.
Like, it's soft, but she can get like whistly.
She'll whistle. But it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's more like the low range is just so rich. She just, the singer had such a rich low range. Mm-hmm. And I was inspired.
Did you write any songs?
I didn't, because I was then with somebody and I was like, I can't really like do both.
So are you writing poems then?
Here's what's so fun and interesting.
When is this new inspiration came?
I went to a songwriting class last week.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did, bitch. Because, well, I really miss music in my life. Like, I literally grew up in that was like the only thing steady in my life is I was in a choir. Okay. I was in two choirs my senior year. I was singing, I guess, 2 hours a day, something like that. I was singing so much. I don't actually think.
Why don't you join a choir?
Well, yeah, I could. I could definitely do that. I'm like,
I feel like you'd love a choir.
I probably would. I'm not. What's so funny is I don't think I'm like, I mean, I guess I'm going to negatively talk about, I don't know if I'm the greatest singer ever. I think like, and I get so nervous for singing auditions. Mm-hmm. Like when I had like an improv comedy audition, first of all, I don't think I got nervous. And if I did, I could hide it. Like no one knew, you know? Singing, it's right in my throat. Everybody knows.
But they're also like, at least for auditions that I've done that include singing, it's like they're, no one's expecting you to be like, we just want to see if you can kind of do it.
Yeah.
You're not going to book the role anyway.
This is courtesy for you. And you're like,
we just had to show that we had people come in.
Yeah. All shapes and sizes.
And then I pass like a Broadway song singer on the way in and I'm like, oh, okay.
I hope you get it. Yeah. So I don't know. I went to this really cool class with this organization. Gia, I believe is their name.
What Gaia? Is it?
Shoot, I'm messing it up. But it's really cool. It's like you drop in and they just gave us these exercises to kind of start writing.
Wait, is it G-H-A-I-A?
G-A-I-A.
I feel like they have like a chorus too.
They do. They have all these events and they're around singing. And I was like, I want to do this. One of my friends did it. She was like, you should go. I'm like, I'm going. I'm a songwriter.
Well, do you know how to write music?
I'm a lyricist. Elton John had a lyricist.
Yes,
I'm a lyricist.
He did.
I'm looking for my Elton John.
I just taught Jesse this.
Yes.
Last week.
And I'm running with it, Chris.
Elton John had a lyricist for every song he's ever written.
Yeah. So
sort of the entire plot of Rocket Man.
And that,
which Jesse and I did watch together 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And it inspired me.
I see.
And I said, I'm a lyricist.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I'm really like,
what are your songs about?
Well, you know, they're certainly fighting words, you know?
Oh.
I don't know. They're coming from it's really interesting. Remember when you were young? Maybe this is just me. When I was young, first of all, I was like, poets are dope. I was like, Edgar Allan Poe? Yes, please. Like, I was like, poets are dope. And I was like, I'm a little poet. I remember in fourth grade, my teacher liked my poem so much, she put it on the wall. And I was like, I'm going to be a professional poet. And I had no idea. And then poetry became loserish and bad. And you don't want to write poems or you're a loser. And I was like, I'm not a loser. So I stopped. But I'm like, wait a sec. That itch is still there.
I don't think I ever thought that poets are losers. I just think that the chances of making money as a 21st century poet is probably really difficult, but you can do like fun things with it. I feel like it's kind of like improv. You can use it to inspire and to learn songwriting, or like Edgar Allan Poe, I think made probably the most of his fortune off of his like longer fiction.
It's still like, you know, I'm trying to get back into my writing creative zone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's still like working a little muscle that kind of gets the muscle going to be like, oh yeah, we like to write. We like enjoy expressing ourselves.
Yeah,
it's
good for that.
So that's me now.
Sort of like diary writing.
That's me. She's writing in a diary.
And Jesse, I think, is going to perform her original song at our live show.
Hmm.
What do you think?
To perform my original song? I don't know.
Well, that was more of a joke just to plug the show.
Let's plug the show. Because actually, we do have a lot planned.
We do.
We actually do.
We came up with a breakdown for the show.
Yeah.
Of wedding themed activities.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be characters.
Characters are coming in hot.
It's going to be a night of speeches.
Speeches.
There's going to be some wedding themed improv.
Yep.
We're going to publicly write thank you cards.
Yep.
What else?
And we're going to get.
And Jesse's going to wear.
Literally get married.
An amazing outfit.
I know. I can't even wait. It's going to be so much fun. If you miss it, I will be upset.
It is there. It's virtual.
Virtual. You don't even have to leave. You can get
the ticket in the link in the bio of this episode.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
And so, yeah, Thursday, 8 p.m.
Be there. Who knows? Maybe I will recite an original poem. Okay.
You should.
I think I might.
Make your vows poetry.
Oh, how fun is that? I love that. I love a challenge. I really do.
What else is going on?
Well, so that, what else is going on other than that?
Any fun dates?
I've really pulled back on the dates. And then maybe I have to figure out how to go back in, dabble a little. The thing is, I don't know if you go through this. Sometimes I go through phases where I'm like, I'm really sort of just repulsed by what's happening out there and the effort. And I just feel like just not interested. I deleted them except for Field. But even on Field, I'm uninterested.
Yeah, maybe you're just not in a
like sexy, horny fun mood. Yeah.
Horny. What an awful word.
Literally.
It's one of my least favorite words.
Horny?
Horny.
Ugh.
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 And silly also.
Oh, I like silly.
I don't like either.
I think I'll say when someone is hinting at if I'm horny, I'll be like, I'm feeling like, is it sassy? I say, I'm like, I'm feeling. What is that word I say? It could be
I'm feeling sassy.
It's like I don't want to say that word. I won't say horny. I really won't.
Well, how often is somebody like, how are you feeling? And you need to say I'm sassy in order to make them know that you're horny.
I don't know.
That's a Field conversation. Are you horny? I am horny. And then he's like, okay, my two wives are going to be out of town on Friday.
Oh my God. Well, sometimes they say, what are you looking for? And I'll be like, I'm looking for someone to text when I'm horny. Wow. That's what I'm looking for. If you want to know, like if we're cutting around, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And how's that work out for you?
I told you, I'm just like not interested. I'm just like bored. No one's like seems Everyone's interesting. Disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone is disgusting. So.
I get that.
Do you get that?
Yes.
Me too.
That's most of my existence.
Stop.
What?
Okay.
It is.
Sorry.
No, I'm just saying.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, have you had any fruit lately?
I told you. Okay, so Chris came over on Sunday. We had like a fun little hangout. I was still on the detox, okay? Chris left. You were so sweet and respectful about the detox when you were there. But when you left, I said, "What is a detox?" Also, I was high out of my mind. And I ordered cookies. I ordered like massive cookies and I just like, you know, gorged myself. And it just got me thinking, first of all, that getting that, you know, and then I woke up being like, it couldn't have been real. It couldn't have been real.
You were high.
I know.
I mean, I was also high. You're high. Some it comes in different ways.
I know.
Like sometimes when you're high, I feel like you're on like 14 Adderall. It's like a very opposite effect.
I know. It's really weird.
And no matter what we watch, we talked about this on Sunday.
Yeah.
No matter what we watch, Jesse will get inspired by it to do some sort of like if we want, give me a thing.
The Elton John movie.
Well, we watch the Elton John movie. Of course, I can see her face watching a song and I can see her eyes get big and then she'll always turn to me and go,
we should do this.
We should write songs. Chris, why aren't we writing songs?
I know.
And then if we watch like
Drag Race.
Why aren't we doing this? And it'll be like a challenge of like they have to rap about diabetes.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? We should be doing comical raps.
Yeah.
We can film them.
I know. I'm in that, I guess, like headspace where I'm so creative or I feel creative.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I can do anything. I'm like, I can do anything that I want. And then I said, I want to eat cookies. And that's what creative energy I'm going to run towards with that, which is a choice.
If you could do anything,
yeah,
you want it in the whole world today. Wow. As you leave this building.
Yeah.
What would it be?
A talk show.
What?
Wait.
If you could do anything in the world when you leave this building, you would go to a talk show?
I would go be a host of a talk show.
Okay.
That's what I would do. And I would get to talk to people. Is that what you thought I was going to say? And I talk to people all day. No, I've never
heard you mention this before.
I love a talk show.
Yeah, I've never heard you say it.
I would do a talk show. I would direct a movie. I would skydive, actually, is something I've You meant career-wise?
I meant just like a general thing. But no, yeah, this is what I meant.
Yeah, I would meet people.
I want the world.
I want the whole world.
That's the vibe.
I'm trying to really fall in love with New York again.
I know.
And I just forget how many artists are walking among us. Do you know what I mean? Artists. Everyone's an artist, literally. And I think it's so magical.
Do you care to dive deeper into that?
Just like last night when I saw that, like, I was just thinking about how cool it is that everybody is here fighting for their dream, you know? It's like so beautiful.
I guess.
What would you do if you could do anything? If you could leave this room and do anything, what would you do?
I was going to make a joke, but I know we've gotten some reviews, so I won't make those jokes.
That's right.
Anymore, God forbid. If I could do anything.
Yeah.
Right now, probably like some kind of a farm situation. I've been feeling an eagerness to get out of the city.
To have a farm?
Well, it's just for today.
Oh, today. You'd have a farm.
Well, I'd go to maybe some sort of...
Do you like to pet the animals?
Yeah, I don't know what I do. Maybe some kind of mountain activity.
A hike.
Nah, but like something more fun than that. Maybe I'll zip line through a mountain.
That's dope.
Okay, because I've never zip lined because I'm afraid.
Can I say something?
Of exceeding the weight limit and being told I'm not allowed on it.
I think that we should go on vacation together.
I knew that was coming.
You guys, imagine having a friendship where like whenever you try to connect, the person's like, get off me.
Well, I think we connect. I think you just try to very deeply connect about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I just am not physically capable.
You are capable.
Like, I just am not as deep of a person.
That's not true.
It is true.
Okay.
Like, I just don't have that. Like, that's just not how I can communicate.
Well, I love ziplining.
I don't have, like, deep convert. I mean, we have very deep conversations. Right. I would argue that I have some of the deepest conversations of anyone that I've known with you.
I know, and I love it.
But you love, like, you want to get to, like,
I do.
Grand Canyon Valley.
Yeah.
And I'm
still, so part of me is like, let me see it. Let me love that part of you.
You've seen it.
I know, and I love that part of you.
What part?
It's like the part that you keep a little hidden. Sometimes I think it's like the inner child. I'm sorry.
This is what I mean.
I'm sorry.
Because I don't know what you're talking about. All right, that's generally what I mean.
I've derailed us completely. I'm sorry. It's just, Yeah, I get excited. I am. I guess I'm really excited right now. How interesting.
You are very excited.
Like, I'm excited about things. I just am trying to figure out which things, but I do feel more excited than I have been in a really long time.
I get excited for things. I'm just a different
type of
I just have a different personality. Absolutely. Remember, we've talked about
our personalities. We definitely
There's
have.
Just some people that are, you know, like you.
Yep.
And enjoy to be, have these deep, meaningful conversations. And
yeah.
Like, you like to do shrooms and get deep.
That's, yeah.
I like to do shrooms and like...
get goofy.
Go outside.
Look around.
See things.
Things don't come to you?
Well, I'm just...
you're just like chilling.
I think I'm a solid... I just don't...
yeah.
It'd be interesting to switch brains for like...
it would be so interesting. Because sometimes I work on like, just have fun. Just stay above the line. You don't need to go down right now. Just stay here.
Well, you can. That's who you are.
It is who I am. But sometimes I remind myself, like, sometimes I have a really fun time just talking about bananas. And I'm like, bananas, you can talk about bananas and have fun. You don't need to talk about what's happening when you wake up in the morning and what you think about before you go to bed. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like, see... you just like connecting.
I do like connecting.
Which is the fine. You don't have to change that part of yourself.
Thank you for saying that.
But I also don't have to change that part of myself.
Yes, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very true.
Like,
I think I take direction well. When you say I don't want to go there, I go where? Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah, you are. But you will bring it up in the next time.
Well,
but listen.
You love that about me.
You want to keep us deep. I want to keep us above water.
Let's stay above water. Let's stay above water.
How did we get here?
I forget. I was talking about maybe artists.
Artist. Live show. We were talking about Jessie's writing her own vows for the live show.
Yes, I am.
And on this note, we said we have to keep them. Because this is, Jessie, this is another conversation I thought was interesting. Yeah. The different faces of our personalities. Because I knew that you were like, I hope I don't get too deep.
In my vows. Yes,
vows.
you told me to keep it funny. You can't get deep on the vows.
Yeah,
you're so right. Because I said, if I cry during our live show, vowing to myself, I will actually quit. I'll quit everything. I'll leave the set and I'll go, I'm not doing those anymore. Okay? I need to keep it light and bright.
Light and bright.
It's a joke. Okay? The whole thing is a joke. So, like, I can't take that seriously. And everybody knows that. But sometimes I do reflect. And I can't do that for this. Okay?
Yeah.
It's going to be the funniest poem you've ever heard in your life.
I feel like I described Jessie. What did I say?
Yeah.
Remember when we were talking? Oh my God. What did I say? You were dying.
Oh.
Oh, I said that you were like a self-help book if it was a human being.
Yeah. Which I think is so funny.
Which I think you're missing like a part of, like, I feel like you could be diving into this more.
What?
Being a self-help book of a person. Like, I feel like you could...
I mean,
do more with that. You can monetize it.
I try. I started my own podcast that is all about that.
Yeah. Well, true.
And that can get also, by the way, sometimes really like daunting and overwhelming because sometimes it feels like when I'm not doing well, it's hard to record. But then I have to remember when I'm not doing well, everyone goes through ebbs and flows and like sharing that is, but it is hard.
I meant though, like in a teaching environment.
I have coached.
Or like in a one, like a almost like a therapy type, but
I've coached. I coach.
Like, I feel like there's a lot of people who would love to experience.
Yes.
That.
Yes. And my DMs are open for that. I think, you know, it's just interesting because
like you could start a cult, I think.
Well, and I've thought about that, as you know, as well.
And I think you'd make a remarkable cult leader because Jessie is like this, but she also can be a pretty severe businesswoman.
I really am a severe businesswoman.
And I think in a cult situation, she'd be able to be like, yes, amazing. But you have to.
You do have to do that.
You have to pay before I can save your soul.
And then I will save your soul. Yeah. I don't know. There's so many different parts of me. And my artist part is who I'm trying to focus on right now. Like, not that the self-help, not that I don't love that part of me that has saved different parts of me, but I'm also like, that doesn't mean I don't get to be the artist that I want to be.
Put your hands together.
Put my hands together and pray. Who mix am it, I? Oh, mix it. I'm trying, I think.
Like self-help and artistry. Go hand in hand. Gay.
Everyone's gay. You know? Speak for myself. I don't know.
Would you ever go to therapy school? Is that a thing? Yes.
I don't think so.
Because you don't want to go to school?
It's like.
I don't either.
I will say when I have coached different people, sometimes things stay with me longer than I want them to. Mm. Like, I'm not great at being like, good luck, Chris. I'm like, Chris, if you need me, call me, text me. You've got this. I really get invested that then I'm like, wait a sec. I have to a practice of sort of being like, this person is on their own journey. Like, I can help, but you can never, it's the thing of, you actually, no one can save anyone. You have to save yourself. So you can take somebody to the water and be like, I took a drink and actually did find I hydrated. And then it did help me think clearer. But you actually can't force somebody to drink.
You can kick them into the water.
You can kick. And even then they'll go, why'd you do that? Now I hate the water. And you're like, this has gotten worse. I thought surely you would have a sip when you fell or something. You know what I mean? Like, you really can't. You just have to lead someone to be like, you are the person who can save you.
Yeah.
So that's where I am. That's where I've been, I would say, for a while. Circle in the drain. Circle in the drain.
You've been talking about going on a trip for a while.
Yeah, I really want to go somewhere.
Where are you going to go?
Well, right now, I don't know.
If you could go anywhere.
If I could go anywhere. Really want to go back to Greece. I really want to go to Italy again.
See, I'm always torn of
Yeah.
Going back to places that I love or going to places I've never been.
Yeah. If I were going somewhere I've never been, I would go to Japan or Tokyo. The fashion there is insane. And I'm like, I could have a freaking field day, I think. Yeah. And what a culture shock. Like, how incredible, how cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I want to have money to do that.
I was debating going to Japan with, I had brought it up, but I don't know. I, want to go. I also, I'm like, I feel like I'm too fat for Japan.
Oh, my God. What a horrific thing to say.
But, am I going to be breaking every seat that I sit in?
And I have no, I don't know a lot about Japan, if I'm being honest.
Me either.
Don't know.
Because it seems like things are kind of small.
It does seem like everybody is small there.
But we'll see.
It still could. Yeah, you never know.
I miss going camping. Can I say that?
Please say that.
I miss going camping.
I would go camping with you.
I wish. Well, we don't have a trailer or anything.
Oh, you want
to? Like, as a kid, we used to have a trailer.
Yeah, that's cool.
We would go camping. But, I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe planning a hike or something. Something like that. Like, summer's coming out of the city, a little hike, dirty little hike. Something like that. There are hiking groups I've read about.
Yeah. Would you ever do that?
I would.
A singles hiking group?
I wonder, okay. That's gotta be a thing. I didn't say singles, but I'll just go on a hiking group. Where it's like, they take you and bring you back. That part I love. I hike with people. I'm trying to get better at just talking to people.
See, I'm like, I used to be really good at talking to people. Yeah. I still am really good at talking to people, I think. Yeah,
you are.
I just, on the inside.
Yeah.
I'm like a duck in the water. Don't see the legs.
But they're flailing.
You know?
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I'm fine with that. I think in recent years, I've realized that it doesn't show as much as I thought it did.
Yeah.
Like my anxiety.
Yeah.
And that's kind of helped me get less anxious.
Yeah.
In recent times. If that makes sense.
It does.
Like, because somebody said something.
Yeah.
That was about how I appear appear.
Was it me?
I don't know.
It probably was because I saw you at that one party.
What party?
The one for the studio. And I was like, look at you.
Yeah.
Because I have really, my biggest anxiety comes from making that first, once I get through hello, like the first second, I'm like, great. Now we're just talking. Like I'm not stressed at all.
You try to start with a compliment.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
People love that.
People love.
And if somebody responds rude to a compliment,
goodbye.
They're cut off.
Yeah.
If someone's like, oh.
Yeah. Isn't it funny though?
I'm like, bitch, I'm not trying to fuck your stupid ass. I was telling you I like your coat to be nice. It actually sucks.
Yeah. And it's like wild to me when conversations fall flat. Like it feels so sick. You know what I mean?
No, wait,
when a conversation, when you're like, oh, good, we're talking, we're in a conversation. And then like all of a sudden it'll just like keep.
Let's do it. Let's have a conversation and you make it fall flat.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I love your coat.
Thank you so much.
What is that? A cow print?
It's cow print.
I love cow print. My family had a herd of cows that all lived upstate.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Just here.
Cool.
Where you're like, do you not want to keep talking? Where everything just ends. And sometimes I'll actually realize I'm accidentally doing it.
Well, do you want it to end?
Well, when I want it to end, I'm pretty good actually at ending it. That's one of my greatest gifts ever. But sometimes when I don't, I'll just notice I'm like short or preoccupied or something else. But you gotta like, I don't know. I'm still getting used to that. I'm trying to like really put myself out there in certain situations.
Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really hard.
I was like getting, because of COVID and stuff, like, I'm like, I would be anxious to like go and talk to a cashier.
Yeah.
Like everything was just.
I know.
But I'm coming out of the other side of that, I think. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I love a cashier.
Who doesn't love a cashier?
I'll talk your ear off.
You know what I love more than anything? A really rude cashier.
Me too.
Because I'm like, a cashier that doesn't even say, how are you? Like, yes. The cashier that doesn't speak a single word through an entire transaction. I'm like, you had to try.
You're incredible. That's why I like diners.
And they'll just like.
Yeah, next. Even with a finger. Tap
for the money.
Yeah.
Or don't even say
they're
the total.
On the phone
they're just
sometimes.
Like,
I'm like, God bless you.
I do like that.
That's why I like diners, because normally people who work at diners are angry. And I kind of like that vibe, you know, where they're like, are you ready? And you're like, not yet. And they're like, I'll never come back. And you're like, I respect that to the nth degree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't come back for me. I'll find you.
You would have loved me as a waiter then.
I bet.
I was nice. I was efficient.
I bet.
I'm not sitting here shooting the shit.
No.
I'm here to get your order.
So you can't make friends with you?
You can try.
You can try your darn.
And I'll be like, yes.
Yeah.
But I definitely was not a like, I'm one of the girlies type of.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Waiters, I'll say that.
My dad growing up would always try to make the waiter laugh. And sometimes we'd be like, just don't like abort. Like this person is like, that's not the vibe.
And then they fake laugh probably.
It would be like my dad would just be like practically just performing, and you know, the waiter, like then he'd be like, I'm just trying to make you laugh, and they'd be like, oh. Like it was just, you were like, thank you so much.
Can my dad check? My dad would always, if we were like, should we get
an app? Yeah.
And we all decide, okay, let's get nachos, whatever.
That's so fun.
But then when it comes time, he'd be like, and Chris, didn't you want an appetizer? And I'm like a kid.
Yeah.
And it's like, ugh.
Flustered.
Like he would always pretend like he didn't know.
That's
what.
That's so funny. Because
he didn't want to be the one to order
yeah.
the appetizer. But whatever.
I love that. My dad called appetizers aftertizers. He's like, it's a waste of money. It's a waste of space.
My friend, my best friend that I grew up with,
yeah.
her family, when you go out to dinner with them.
Yeah.
And we're talking money, okay?
Yeah.
And so they would have like a thing, everybody order two appetizers.
No.
For the table.
How is there even that many choices?
And like my friend still to this day, she's like, if I am not fucking stuffed by the time
the food
comes. My food comes, like I want to take all of my food to go, basically.
I see that is like, I love that. I'm like, I want the vibe of appetizers because that's going. This is a fun time. I'm here for a while and I'm here to leave stuff.
Like, it's like there'll be 8 appetizers.
Wow.
Okay. I'm talking
shrimp poppers.
You name it. And if you're like, oh, should we? Yes.
The answer is yes.
If you mention, if I'm like, oh, they have a spare. Oh, yes.
Yes, they do. And yes, we will be trying it.
Exactly.
Why don't we order more appetizers? How fun.
Because we're not rich.
Yet.
But
it's such a rich, beautiful thing. It's literally so fun.
Who doesn't? I mean, appetizers are the best part, I think.
Yeah. And they elongate the meal. They're just so fun. They're so fun. They're little meals you get before the big meal.
That's what an appetizer is.
And then you don't have to choose. Like, you don't have to choose. Everybody chooses. You all win. Everyone wins with appetizers. Sorry.
Unless you don't like what it is.
Yeah. And then you get to say none for me and people go, thank you so much.
Okay, guys, we are back. We're doing a roast and toast. And so if you want to see what we're roasting and toasting, I believe we're doing a superhero theme. The producer's straight. I don't know what to tell you. And so if you want to see who we're talking about,
yeah,
you can see it on the Patreon, but we will describe who it is, audibly,
yeah,
obviously. Don't. And I'm looking at the camera. I have no idea who this bitch is.
Oh, damn.
Storm. Now, famously, roast and toast means Jesse toasts.
Yeah.
And I roast. Right. So that's Storm.
Here's
who's
why
it I'm played by in Marvel? Jessica Alba? I thought she was Catwoman.
Halle Berry. Well, I love to see, and you know this about me, I'm trying to age gracefully and naturally. We don't see enough white-haired bitches at the forefront is all I'm saying. That's a woman
who says, I don't think it's
an
elderly white.
You don't know?
I do know.
You do know?
Well, I have seen it. That's not the white hair on Storm is not because she's an old woman.
You don't think it's natural, though? Some people go white early. Steve Martin is an excellent case of that. You think she's dyeing her hair white?
I think
as
she's
a look.
I think it's like because she's a superhero.
How does she?
I think it's part of her. Does this light keep turning on and off?
How does Clark Kent doesn't?
I'm like, what's happening?
I can't. Clark Kent.
Clark Kent. What about him?
Like. He didn't have different hair when he was Superman.
Well, Storm.
Is her hair different when she's not this person?
I think it's supposed to be like a white blonde.
A white blonde.
Like a really blonde.
Like platinum.
Maybe.
All right. Regardless, I like to see it. And I do think it is representation whether people want it or not.
Okay.
Okay. And I love that. I think that's really special and really fun. I also famously love a thigh high.
I knew it was going to be all outfit.
I love a thigh high. I love it to death. I almost wore thigh highs today. How do you like that?
What do you like about Storm's abilities and personality?
I have no idea what she does. What does she do?
I don't know.
To me,
she controls the weather. She's Mother Nature, kind of.
She controls the weather. Of course she does. She is Mother Nature. And what does that feel like? Incredible. It feels like a woman should control the weather. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the thing about weather is you can't have a sunny day every day. You gotta have a cloud or two. You gotta have a little rain for the people that need it. Also, I think to just recenter yourself.
What about it?
Rain in general helps.
So you think that Storm makes it rain so people can recenter themselves?
I think Storm gives people what people don't know that they need.
So I don't know what Storm is. I'm going to assume that Storm probably uses her powers for
good.
Evil? But for defense.
Well, of course, when she needs to, you know, throw lightning bolts, she will.
Yeah, which I'm is assuming. I like that.
Me too. Very Thor energy.
I gotta say, yeah, it's not. It's gonna be hard to roast a weather controlling hot woman with this amazing platinum blonde hair, thigh highs, and an amazing cape. How am I supposed to toast that?
I don't.
Or roast that?
I don't know. I would never
look
roast,
at the heels.
Look at the heels alone.
Like that is that looks like fucking. I found the negative already in that, you know.
I also, how long have I said I want a cape?
I think that's achievable. It's a piece of fabric.
I know. I need to get a cape because it really is such a power move.
I don't know about that.
I think it really is, though.
If I see someone in a cape, I do not feel power from them.
You feel a little intimidated.
Because I'm afraid they're going to, like, be crazy.
Exactly. Exactly.
It gives, like, Hogwarts.
A Hogwarts energy. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine how hard
it is. Who is this skank?
Oh. Wanda the Witch, y'all.
Who the fuck is that?
I think that's Elizabeth Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Who famously is, you know.
What movie is she in?
The Wanda television, stuff like that. I love a redhead.
Again, you just keep bringing fierce women up and I'm supposed to roast this amazing drag queen that I'm seeing on the screen. Look at the thighs, for fuck's sake. She's been doing squats for weeks.
God, that really is impressive.
And the dress? This looks like Sasha Colby's winning outfit in the Drag Race finale.
Literally.
I mean,
I don't love the boots, if I'm being honest. I don't love the boots. I would never choose a boot to go mid-calf. That feels like an attack.
Yeah, I'm not a mid-calf.
I would say, why would you do that to me?
Why are you chopping this woman's beautiful? Look at those powerful legs.
I know. I really.
Absolutely. I mean, stunning.
And look at her tits.
She does. Those are big tits. Elizabeth Olsen doesn't have tits like that.
They CGI.
They CGI'd Elizabeth Olsen's tits. That can't be true.
I don't know. Hollywood likes smaller tits. Unfortunately. Name a really big chested woman in Hollywood.
Kim Kardashian.
She's not really in Hollywood. She's not on the big screen.
Yeah, that's so true. Kim Kardashian, I would argue, is not famous in Hollywood.
She's not like she's not in movies, is what I'm saying.
So an actress with big tits. Go ahead. Jennifer Lawrence.
You think she has big tits?
I don't know.
Like big tits. I'm talking like 70, like an area code. You know what I mean? Like G's, double D's. Big boys.
Divine Randolph, the woman that just won for best supporting actress, she had some huge knockers.
Okay.
Divine Joy Randolph, that's her name.
Okay.
Big old tiggle bitties.
Yeah. Love that. But supporting. That's all I'm gonna say. Big tits are great support. They're pillows. That's where they see them. Okay. But when you see a leading lady, the tits are small. And I'll take this all the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess I don't know enough about, like,
tits.
Melissa McCarthy. Those are big tits.
Yeah.
She's the leading lady.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, obviously. You. I'm just saying there. It's obviously, I agree that most women in Hollywood are tiny little itty bitty titty committee.
Absolutely. Queens. And I would love to see a big tit superhero. That could be part of her power.
How big are the tits on Gal Gadot? Isn't she like Wonder Woman? Doesn't she have some big old tits? Guys, let us know who has big tits. I don't even know if
anyone can hear that. Yeah, write in who has big tits. But I'm just saying, like, I love that woman's tits. That woman has great tits and almost zero support. And that's, I'm obsessed with that. I want to see her run. I want to see what happens. And I think we all do.
Pam Anderson.
Right.
One woman in Hollywood with big tits. Okay, let's do another one.
Let's do another one.
I hate him.
Whoa.
The fuck is this? Oh, Tom Hardy, I love in Peaky Blinders.
Okay, who's Tom Hardy?
He's in Peaky Blinders.
Okay.
And he's in this? This movie. What movie is it from? Venom? What's the movie?
Oh, the movie's Venom. Called Venom. And the character's
okay, interesting. So he's like small. He's kind of short.
Love that. A short king.
Like a short king, like 5'7", I would say. 5'6".
Wow. A short king.
Like a short king for a Marvel.
For a superhero. Marvel, although Hollywood loves
but
short
very
men.
Powerful.
Powerful. Perfect.
He's like very strong.
Well, he's strong. If he's short, he has to be strong. You can't have one without the other.
And so that's what we're seeing here is a strong man. I don't love the costume because it's not giving natural to me.
It's giving steroids. It is giving I am taking something illegally and my muscles they shouldn't be this big.
Yeah. The thigh muscles almost look like they're made of plastic or something.
Yeah. That would scare me. Can you imagine? I've actually never gone out with somebody like that muscly because I don't think that's my vibe.
I don't have a lot of bodybuilders trying to take me out, to be honest.
Yeah, I've never. I wonder.
I bet it's nice.
Caressing the neck muscle, being like.
I kind of like the idea of somebody that could kill me.
I love that you love that.
You know?
Well, it's nice to think about.
Being killed?
Just like the strength of someone, I guess.
It's nice to think about the strength of someone.
I guess. I don't want to be killed personally. That takes me out of it.
Let's move on. Okay, who are we looking at? Who the fuck is this? I don't know any of these.
Is that Iron Man? Oh. You guys, that...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is that a bulge?
Huh? Wow.
You can see his penis bulge in the cartoon.
Well, if they're wearing leotards, you should.
It's a cartoon. It's drawn.
You know,
this is so everyone's clear. We're not looking at actual Ben Affleck. We're looking at the cartoon of what is it? Daredevil?
That reminds me of like, remember when you used to go to the ballet as a kid?
No.
When I went to the ballet as a kid, the men in ballet, because they, I guess, are wearing those cups. I'd be like, what? Wow. Like fascinated by
it. It's like a man in gray sweatpants today.
Yeah, it's the equivalent.
Bulges are in. Like I feel like I walk down and I'm like, what is this thing that people will post photos on Insta? I'm like, I can see your dick.
I know.
But by all means,
to each his own.
Post away.
It's different. It is different and it's interesting, you know? Like yeah. I always will hate when a man is in public and he is fixing himself. I'm always like, don't do that here. Why do I have to look away?
Yeah.
To feel comfortable.
He's probably thinking it's sly.
Yeah, which is
I'm going to be honest. Sometimes in the summer, it's hard.
Yeah.
To have everything on the outside. Okay, you think chafing between your thighs is bad? Try having three thighs that get chafed up together. It's can be brutal.
That's hard.
But obviously, I would still rather that than have to have a period, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I do think women obviously have it harder. I'm just...
Of course.
Saying. So wait, Daredevil, Ben Affleck.
Okay, Daredevil, Ben Affleck. I didn't know Ben Affleck was a whatever, super...
Yeah.
I wouldn't think.
I don't. He doesn't just seem to have the gusto. I'm gonna say.
Yeah, like if
he seems depressed.
Literally, if I were stuck somewhere and Ben Affleck showed up, I'd be like, "Oh no, go get Matt. Please go get Matt. Get Matt Damon. I don't want you here. I feel like A, you're hung up on J Lo.
Well,
if
that's married.
Well, now thank God. B, you know you're a Duncan man. I need my superhero like. Making a chai really? Or something.
That,
I just like
that makes him more the fact that he's a Duncan man, like I feel like that makes him more relatable. Almost a Peter Parker, if you will, before he becomes Spider-Man.
I just don't trust Ben Affleck. I wouldn't trust him.
You know he has a horrible back tattoo and it's his whole back.
Ew, no.
Google it.
Why would he do that? I guess why not? He's
rich people are stupid too.
Yeah. So this though, this picture, listen, if it was Halloween and this man came up to me,
hot.
I would be like,
this is a hot costume.
Hot. Yeah. I'd be like,
and
I don't know.
It looks like LeMay almost. Like, yeah. I like how it's shiny.
You know, I've never been touched with a man wearing gloves, but I could get into that. I could really get into that.
Yeah. That could There's be hot. I do like looking at a pair of hands though.
Me too.
Let's do one more. We have time for one more.
Let's do one more. And I hope that everyone is hearing that. We actually do support superheroes.
Okay. But we have Batman, I think, but it's like a cartoon write-it up version of him.
Wow. Wasn't Ben
Affleck? I am a Batman fan. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Batman's the original underdog, if you will.
No, he's a billionaire.
Okay. But like he has no superpower. Like he's just like smart. And I love that for him. But like when you think about it, where you're like, can you shoot, you know, things out of your hand?
Well, he doesn't have like magic.
He doesn't have magic.
Good technology.
He has good technologies. He's Iron Man-esque.
It is funny, though, to call Batman an underdog.
I said it.
Because isn't he supposed to be like a billionaire? Am I making that up? He owns like billion-dollar companies and stuff.
Yeah. That doesn't mean he's not an underdog.
Yes, it does.
Okay. You never know.
Well, we can't possibly call billionaires underdogs on here.
I'm saying like.
Because he has like a guy that makes all his costumes and stuff for him.
Wilfred.
Morgan Freeman. I don't know. I don't know the character's name. Lucius Fox. Hot.
I honestly think if I had enough money, I could be a superhero too.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What would you be your superpower?
Ooh, well, I really want to fly.
That's what they all do. What are you going to save?
Oh, what am I going to save?
Yeah, like Spider-Man saves the people. I guess they all kind of do.
Save the people. I would also save the people.
If you could have it, I would rather be Spider-Man, though.
You like Spider-Man?
Well, I just think it'd be so fun.
So freaking fun.
To shoot from building to building with a web.
Oh, my God.
That is so fun.
That really is so fun. And you're incognito. And he is an
underdog. Spider-Man is the real underdog.
He really is. He's a child. We don't know that. Oh, he grows up and he's still Spider-Man. Well,
isn't he like a teenager?
I don't
know. Or no, isn't he like in his 20s? How old's Peter Parker when he becomes Spider-Man?
I don't really know his...
He's a teenager. He's in high school.
He's in high school.
And then he meets Kristen Dunst.
Right. And then he gets older, though.
He grows.
And he's still Spider-Man. Yeah, he's still Spider-Man.
Yeah, because he gets bit by a spider.
Right, right, right.
That has a special venom that makes him powerful.
I love that. I would love that. I would love that. I'd also be happy as Wonder Woman, I think, to fly and such.
See, I don't know anything about Wonder Woman.
I know she can fly. And I think she's strong.
I hear Gal Gadot is supposed to be kind of a nightmare in real life.
Yeah.
I'm a Catwoman. I love Catwoman.
Let me tell you something about Catwoman. I love Catwoman.
Very sexy.
That's a great Halloween costume.
That's so original.
That's a great Halloween costume.
It's almost as good as a cat.
I was Catwoman when I was like 7. And I had these really long attachable nails that every time I went to get candy, though, I would lose the nails and have to be like, excuse me, and find my nails again. But I loved it. Loved it.
Nothing like a fresh pair of claws to make you feel like the most powerful person on earth.
Truly. And latex, once you get in.
But again, hot.
So hot.
Like physically sweaty.
And like, thank God, honestly, because you can't pee. You have to lose liquid through sweat. You can't pee again. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I don't get about latex. I think it looks so cool, but I'm like, realistically, how are we peeing? How are we living?
Well, you have to be, like a famous person to wear latex. You need somebody to help you fucking strip it off in the bathroom.
Yeah. Paint it on. Peel it off.
Or you can wear it as a dress.
Yeah, I do have a latex dress.
Party.
It is a party. It's hard to wear.
There was a drag queen on Drag Race that wore clear latex dress.
Ooh.
But when she walked, you could see it. It steamed up.
Oh.
Because it was so hot underneath it. Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Like the underneath steamed. So sure. She like had like things on her body, but it all like steamed and you couldn't see them.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
That would be me.
And I'd be like, for sure.
Trying to clean it. Like the art below is really special as it's dripping down, but that's kind of stunning.
Yeah, totally. Well, that was a fun roast and toast.
That
you know,
really was
I
fun.
Do. I had doubts about the superhero thing, but I'm going to say it was fun. I would do it again.
I would do it again.
I would also fuck all of them that we saw.
100%. I would love to be fucked by a superhero at Who this wouldn't? Point. I would really love that.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
It sounds so cared nice for. To be taken care of. Maybe even feel weightless for a moment.
Can
something
you imagine?
Like, no, I can't imagine. I also like haven't
been
seen
picked up since I came out the womb.
I haven't seen a guy with really thick thighs in a long time.
Well, you're looking at him, honey.
Ain't it the truth?
Okay. All right. So, guys, remember to check out the live show Thursday, 8 p.m. Okay. The link is in the bio to this episode.
Yes.
It's Jessie's wedding themed.
Get your ass over there, please.
Okay. The first of many weddings for her, I'm sure. So you're going to want to make sure you catch this one.
Catch the first one. I'll have the most hope in this one. But truly, it's going to be so fun. We're trying to do more fun things for you guys. So get excited.
Okay. And until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The middle children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.